this, we didn't have any correspondence, obviously, I passed through that, that was just what.
Well, you did send out your, the correspondence that came after I sent the agenda from your other member who's resigning.
Oh, yes, that's what I forgot to print out. I completely forgot to print that out. Can I just speak about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I completely forgot it. We have, Sue Erb submitted her resignation, so obviously we have to submit that to council and have them accept the resignation. Chris Wario, Krishna Navoa, you know, he's no longer with us either, so we're three members strong. We'll work on it, we'll fix this, we will.
Can Ms. Erb give a reason?
I have her resignation being in your packet, is there a copy in your packet there right there, Jim, or no? All right, I must have forgot to put it in your box, sorry, I didn't bring my copy either.
She didn't give an official reason?
No, she just stated her resignation, there wasn't an official reason to it, am I right or wrong?
Most people just don't have the time.
It's basically it, it is, we don't get it, it's not a place to look past what she said, it's just.
It's your wish, so.
Right, exactly, so.
Said it with regret.
I'm going to ask us to recommend that we accept, and then we pass that to council so they can accept it officially.
I'd like to make a recommendation to council that we accept Sue Erb's resignation from Parks and Recreation Commission.
I second that.
Which regret?
Oh.
Yep, I'm in favor, aye.
I am also in favor, I guess, Lisa?
Aye, with regrets.
With regrets.
Andy? Well, motion's carried.
Did you have something to say, Mr. Brennan?
I just had it with regret.
Yeah, with regrets, it's a shame, she was obviously, a contributing member. But at the same time, there's always reason, there's always a reason. Next we have we're done with our requests, we're done with that. Let's go, seeing how as I have in front of me the, I'm gonna switch to two, number seven and number eight. The Central Park cameras and internet. Did you print out anything? Did you print out your, you have this?
I will pull that up on my phone.
Okay, I'm sorry. I usually print out everything straight from my,
Usually I have it in front of me on my laptop.
Just give her a second, she'll pull it up. What type of discussion do we need to have about the cameras? We need to make an approval, obviously. I'm assuming there's no purchase orders need to be signed.
I signed the purchase orders.
You did?
So okay. I think it's just a recommendation to approve the installation of the camera, not even purchase, so
the installation, not just the installation
of the camera and the activation of the Wi-Fi network in Central Park.
Jim signed the purchase order. I left the message for the finance committee to sign. The Wi-Fi has actually been in has been up and running for 2 months, though ICON has asked us not to make the announcement yet as you're fine-tuning stuff.
Right.
So I don't know. They say people are using it, and I don't know how they're using it unless there's something that comes out and tells them how to connect to it. I don't know.
It's possible. It's possible.
They gave me the password, but they told me not to make an announcement on it yet. So I think I'll contact them and say, well, why can't we, you know?
Right.
So.
Okay, so in our recommendation, so we're going to make a recommendation for installation and the opening of the Wi-Fi to the general public?
I would think so. The announcement of the Wi-Fi.
The announcement.
It actually has been there and people have been using it.
Right, okay.
Because they can track every single user, so.
Right.
There's no funny business.
Well, and it's not like your high speed, it's Wi-Fi.
Oh, no, it's just general, right. So in this, this will be a two-step, a two-part recommendation.
I'll make a motion that to council that we have, that we install the cameras in Central Park and that we announce to the public that there's Wi-Fi access in Central Park.
I second that. All right, so let's do a quick roll call, Paul.
Aye.
Also an aye for me. Lisa?
Aye.
All right, motion carried. It's unanimous, guys.
Sweet.
Wi-Fi for the people.
Can you use Pokemon Go and not use your data?
Okay, it's a popular thought.
I know it's a popular thought.
So, next on our agenda, was there anything else that we had to do with that? That's all?
Okay.
Excellent. Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate that. As far as our Apple Grove plan goes, what do we have? What ideas do we have? What has stewed since last?
We have the land, the northern boundary surveyed. We have interest from commission members to activate the northern part, Central or Apple Grove, and then Veterans Park. So we need to come up with some sort of long-term plan for how to modernize the park experience. Some of the things we talked about were signage. So like low-hanging fruit signage, overall maintenance of, let's say, like the apple trees, and making a cohesive experience from the pool property, that includes the pool property and all that. But then some capital improvements that we talked about have been a dog park or some sort of dog run, a potential community garden space. We had actually been approached by the community gardens that were up at our Ella Memorial when they had to move. Nothing ever came of that, but that's a good spot for it because there is water there. And then obviously the replacement or refurbishment of the playground.
Of the playground equipment. That's my number one, like on my...
So we have a surplus that we're working off of in the Parks Department due to 2020, let's just say. And so the idea would be to potentially just designate funds to specific projects so that they can start. Whether they start immediately, because buying something like playground equipment takes time. Do we have time before the end of the year to do that? Or should we just set the money aside and designate it as the playground capital fund of Apple Grove or Apple Grove and Central Park, if you guys wanted to do like a big one. So that's kind of like where we're at. Last meeting, we had asked the solicitor, I believe we asked the solicitor to send the survey maps to the northern adjacent property owner. So that was all clear because that was essentially a request that was made to us by them. If we wanted to enter into potential talks to make something happen as a...
Okay, I'm going to interrupt you there because you asked the question at the council meeting, and I know my minutes reflect that Solicitor Henry replied back to you and said that he had asked that property owner through their legal counsel, and the answer that was received was no, they are not interested at this time.
That was prior to having the survey.
Okay, so I think you better ask it again Monday night.
Okay, so what I'll do is Monday night, I'll just make a formal directive, formal directive to Attorney Henry, to send those results to the adjacent property owner and see if there's any hope of us either coming to some sort of agreement for that property. In the meantime, we've agreed that we have a lot of land there that's underutilized or undermodernized, if that's even a word. So what do we do with it? We need some sort of, even if it doesn't have to be like a feasibility study, it doesn't have to be like this huge thing. We just have to have some sort of formal plan.
Formal plan, right.
That we can say, this is baked into our overall plan, this is what we want to do with Apple Grove, let's go get grants, let's go do these projects. So, if you guys want to come up with a list, or if the commission wants to come up with a list, that could be something that we do.
That is something that we will, we'll bounce back and forth, I'll work with Lisa for next meeting, we'll have some sort of plan to beat up, chop up, fix, go through, at least it's some sort of, some idea of what we're trying to accomplish over in that.
Like, for example, I was looking at Playground before we came here, and a lot of them offer some sort of matching grant.
Right.
So even in like the $50,000 range.
Right, if we made 25, they made 25.
You can get really nice playground.
$50,000 will do it amazing.
I can interject.
Yes.
Many years ago, the JCs used to put plastic in Central Park and use it for kids for ice skating. And back then, there was talk about using Apple Grove, that area down by river, it floods out quite a bit.
Right.
Getting a bulldozer in there and blowing out a large area, pan area, and filling it with water and make that a nice skating rink. Put a fountain in it in the summer, then the winter just freeze over and have a nice skating rink there. That was talked about.
I was going to say that could be something that could be put on
for a
discussion.
Yeah, that was talked about 20 years ago, but nothing, that was all just been talked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, a great resource would be these folks that came today.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They're obviously focusing on river accesses, but they have the means to maybe do even a formal plan, like with an architect or a planner. We would be putting together the basis of what we want to see there. We could provide cost estimates or something like that. But then we'd take that to someone like, one of the people in town, I know these guys did it through Woodland Design, and say, hey, how do we do like a formal plan so that we can go attack it with official grants from the state or the federal government, whoever.
Right.
We don't have a plan there.
No, we need to start. But that's why I said, let's get a list together that we can chop up and then figure out.
I'm just saying, I'm 76 years old, and back when I was in the JCs, that was 40 years ago, we used to lay that plastic out in the park, and there was tons of kids that used that for ice skating. And the problem would be towards the end of the summer or end of the winter, the skates would be down and tear the holes in the liner. I mean, it was just a lot of work. But we did it for probably 6 years in a row. And you wouldn't believe the number of kids that had ice skates and used to use it.
Again, that's something that we could put in the list and as a potential discussion, rink, skating.
And ice skating hasn't been talked about much in this area recently, but it was a big thing 40 years ago.
There's another aspect of that as well, that same unit that would be used for ice skating in the wintertime could be used for skateboarding in the summertime. Skateboarding is huge in this town, but there's major rules and restrictions.
It could be a nice big walk around. Let the water put a big fountain in the center.
Again,
a lot of things could be.
It can be put up in the planning list for discussion, potential yes, potential no, potential hazards, liabilities, this, because again, there's a heck of a lot more liability nowadays than there was 40 somewhat years ago. It's gets a little bit crazy, but at the same time, the unit that could be used in both a summer entity and a winter entity.
It could be a beautiful thing with a fountain in the summertime, and people could walk a trail all the way around it.
Right.
And in the wintertime, it would freeze over and it could be used for ice skating.
So then we'll make a list. I'll have something for next meeting that we can chew up, chop up.
I don't know if we can come up with a list of cap, like, I don't know if we should come up with a list tonight
in
terms of setting aside the money, but it'd be good to have an idea of like how to chunk it out.
No,
because I don't think we can spend it by the time there's
No, it wouldn't be, but I wouldn't try to purchase anything by the end of the year as far as equipment. Yes.
Okay, but what I'd like to suggest is that you make your list and then maybe at the next meeting prioritize your list.
Well, that's
true. And then in December, the council or representative can take it to the finance committee, and when the budget is adopted, which now will probably be the first meeting in December, so then they can actually, they're putting in it a four-year capital campaign.
Well, that was my next question.
Money of any excess Parks and Rec money has to can only be used for parks and rec activities.
Right.
So I would let them earmark it right away for whatever amount of projects, even if it's a small amount, you know, it's gonna be a couple of years, that will put a little bit in now and it'll add up every year.
Well, that was gonna be my next question to you. When was the budget cutoff for us spending it, us, putting it where it needs to be? So you just answered the question of December. So the next meeting, we'll have a list to chop up, chew up. This needs to be first, move this from the bottom to the top, move this to the bottom, you know.
I'd like to put out a very basic survey out on social media to get input from other community members, because we have a lot of people with great ideas here, but we're only a small subsection of the community, and it would be great to see what other things people really want that we would never think of.
That's 100%.
That's an awesome idea, I think. That's absolutely a really awesome idea.
100%.
I'm all for that.
I would like to get a basic list going first,
okay,
so that we can go about that,
mm-hmm,
and then open that up to the public for their input and any extra suggestions that we missed along the way, so we have some sort of guideline for them and it's not just a wide open free-for-all.
That sounds great.
As so you're not just fielding from left and right, and so they have some sort of guideline, but also add in if there's anything that we missed,
mm-hmm,
so they have the opportunity and they're not just locked into one ABC, so if that makes any. Does that sound like something we can do?
I don't see why not. You can, you're a recommendation council, you can recommend to council many, many things. I think it's nice to have some kind of parameters. I would think you want to have some kind of parameters in your survey, because they should be guided toward whatever your goals are going to be for your plan.
Well, that's my point, but we can ask.
Well, before your plan, that would be perfect. Because if we can keep moving forward with every budget or four-year plan, you definitely would have monies for your van shell, your composting, your projects that you're proposing.
So then we can ask council if they can approve us doing a survey on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think that one interesting way to look at choosing different kinds of priorities might be to think about the different age groups that, you know, that we have here in town, and make sure that we have at least one thing for each.
So everybody,
because
right.
I know that the teenagers and the young adults are, you know, I see tons of them skateboarding, as we discussed earlier, and there are a lot of places where they're not supposed to skateboard, and
right.
that's really tough.
Hefty rules and regs right on that. I know that, and that's, I sell skateboards, so
mm-hmm.
I'm not my, you know, person, but that's what happens. I hear that on a regular basis, so.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, Mr. Brennan, again, he has an idea. I'm a whole group of people that will, think just along those lines as well. We need to fill and ask those questions that cover everybody. That's why I said if we can come up with a list first,
mm-hmm,
and then offer it to them, and then offer if there's any added information, anything that we missed, any other suggestions on top of, so on and so forth. That's kind
of, or if you develop the categories and let them develop the list.
Right, that as well. But give them some sort of guideline. I mean,
right.
That's our job.
Right.
All right, can you possibly make that recommendation?
Sure, is it just, can you remind me what all is in this recommendation?
It's just a recommendation.
It's a basic one-sentence thing that you brought it up, and you said it's fine, just a recommendation to do a survey.
Right.
Oh, okay, I didn't realize that we had to get official.
Nope, just a recommendation to do the survey for our Apple Grove plan.
Okay, I'd like to make the recommendation that we do a survey for the Apple Grove plan.
I second that.
Oh, I thought you were going to do it for the whole borough, just the Apple Grove? Oh, okay.
We need to do it in
subsections. We're not ready for. We have Irving Cliff on the list next, because we have a little bit of. We have a discussion for Irving Cliff next, but. Yeah, you know what? Maybe we should do that for every single park. the survey for every single park, any recommendations?
Let's see what we can do with Apple Grove first.
Yeah, I mean, the...
You don't want a general...
I might be able to use a lot of the information that you got from, that you get from the downtown survey that was just done.
Oh, the homes, the Chief Greater Homestead Partnership, yeah.
This feasibility study had a big survey about parks, and that included Apple Grove, but not specific to Apple Grove or specific to Irving Cliff. I think if you open it up to all the parks...
Then it get flooded?
It might dilute the process, right? So if you want Apple Grove to be a focus...
We'll just stick with the Apple Grove Veterans Park, that plan that's there, which is the Apple Grove plan.
And in the meantime, we can look at some of these recent studies that you mentioned.
Right, that's a good idea. Actually, they have...
Pull those in.
They have the meeting at the park complex coming up. Yeah, tomorrow I'll be...
Tomorrow night.
I'm gonna go and pop my head in.
12 to 7, actually, so whenever you get a chance.
I'm gonna go pop my head in tomorrow.
It's cool, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of good information. There's some good recreation stuff in there. And then, the interesting thing, though, about Apple Grove is it's really like a, it's like a triple complex. There's the pool, it's Veterans Park, and there's Apple Grove.
Right.
So this has a chance to really, like, unify the whole thing. There's money for a skate park. We haven't talked about that in a long time. There's a little bit of money earmarked for a skate park, if you guys are talking about skate park. If you want it there, you just have to take, I think you just have to take a focused approach to...
Then that's...
And I agree. Develop Apple Grove first, get people interested in what can be done, and that can spread throughout the town.
We can actually, you know, complex the unit, Grove, you know, and make it a multifunctional property, as opposed to just what it's being not really used for, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I agree. I think the other parks are at least right now, kind of well-used. I'm not saying that Apple Grove isn't well-used, but it has the most potential for greater use.
People forget it's there even during COVID. They're like, you're going to Apple Grove, where's that? Or you're going to, you know, Veterans Park, where's that? Everyone knows where they put it, and everyone knows where...
And I'll give you a piece, just information from our people that come to visit the town that are not permanent residents of the town, that are seasonal, they have no clue that Apple Grove even exists.
But it is a complex experience where you can have a dog park, or you can have a playground to take your kids, or you could go fishing.
And I feel as though 75% of the residents drive by Apple Grove going down the highway and look down, but they can't see or have no idea what's in that hole.
What's going on down there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so can you make that recommendation, please?
I will remake the recommendation. I am recommending that we create a survey related to the use and priorities for developing Apple Grove.
I second that. Okay, let's do a quick roll call. Paul?
In favor, aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
I am also in favor, aye. So it's unanimous, motion carried.
And resources for that, there's a couple of people in the community. Obviously, the JCs have reached out to me and said, what can we do for Apple Grove? The Lions Club at the pool.
Right.
Chris Murray, Platform Industries, is a big fan of Apple Grove, so he's asked me about it, and Dan Corrigan. So those are four people, or four groups that I know, once there's momentum, or if you need recommendations, or if you're looking for someone to amplify your survey, they have the...
The means to...
And Paul, there's one thing that I think we should remember to say. I was a major push behind getting that name, Veterans Park. The thought behind that many years ago was a good source of money by the various veterans organizations in Homestead. And I thought, by breaking that down into sections, we could have the American Legion develop a skating rink, we could have the VFW develop another section, we could have another military group develop the playground area where you have the park recreation. And I think if you get these military retired groups involved in Apple Grove, I think you'd see an amazing takeoff of the development.
Well, that would be the partnerships that we created, obviously, and the partnerships that exist already. that's why we're gonna do, we're gonna do the list, we'll get the plan going, and we'll be on our, we have a footing, we'll be on our way with that. Next is the Gibbons Park maintenance schedule. Did you have something specific?
No, I was on the trail and at the park today, or this weekend, sorry. I sent a bunch of things to Dan. One of the picnic tables was busted up. They fixed it. For the last couple of years, there was a piece of the top of the chain link fence was missing, like the center of the thing. Kind of dangerous, very dangerous, and also shabby looking. I believe Dan fixed it already.
That's what it sounded like from the email, but I wasn't sure. That's why when I spoke with Paul, I said to check with you, I would figure Dan would have gotten back to you.
Yeah,
he did not get back to me.
He didn't get back to me today, but he made it sound like he fixed the chain link fence, which is good.
Right.
The one thing that we do have to figure out, though, is a better maintenance schedule on the trail itself. What opportunity we have to clear the trail better. What opportunity we have to make sure that it's, you know, a safe experience too, right? When I was going there, there's obviously nothing we can do about the leaves. There's millions of trees there. But under the leaves are big, loose rock that, you know, you're dealing with the slippery leaves and the rock. You know, there's people of all ages and abilities that go on that trail. It's just a recipe for disaster. The other thing is the Sleepy Hollow Trail is just over, it's overgrown with grass. What do we, you know, can we bake that into the DPW Parks maintenance schedule so that those trails are just cut, you know, whether it's even with a, you know, what do you call it, a weed whacker or something like that, when they get high. But just like someone who just walks the trail, probably it's good for them too. And make sure that, you know, stones get kicked out of the way, things get cleared. There's no like big limbs across the trail or anything like that, like we had the hurricane event. Just something like that to kind of bake into our maintenance schedule, just because, especially as COVID, you know, continues on, our trails and our park systems haven't been used this much in like decades, you know?
Right.
There's like tons of people out there at Apple Grove, tons of people out there at the cliff. How do we make sure that it's like...
Do they normally walk the trail?
The DPW?
DPW.
I don't think so.
I don't think so, and I think that's a good question. I personally, from a liability standpoint, would like to see, maybe there should be a borough council walk day or something so people can see what the trails really are and then what we can do. I mean, I know what the trails look like in Lackawanna County. I'm sure our trails are not up to their standards.
Right.
But, I mean, maybe they should be, and is that something that maybe we should look at in our grant stuff or to get us some sort of service to actually make the trails that way?
Well, my question to this is the fact that we promote the trail, like we say that the trail is there, the trail exists, and if the...
But we're not really promoting it yet.
But yeah, we kind of do, because the sign is there that states that the trail exists and the trail is part of what we have.
Every time when I'm on the top of the cliff, I never see any signs that tell me where to go to find the trail. I'm lost at the top because I can't find the trail. So
Yeah, we definitely need more signage.
Because
I completely agree.
I just keep finding all these weird woodpile things, which I'm sorry, still in my opinion, I think they're ugly. They should be moved back into the woods as habitat, not up on top. But that's my opinion.
Well, that's what the mold problem.
That's something else that we're trying, and that's why I would like to go and walk.
But I think trails should be wide enough that, especially with COVID, they should be like 6-foot wide trails so that you can pass people without feeling...
Clustered. Right?
Yeah, the trails are pretty wide. They're natural. I know that in the feasibility study that making the trails permanent in terms of like an aggregate, not a paving, but you know, stone aggregate.
I was going to say something like they have at the park complex. Right.
I think was a part of that feasibility study.
Right.
So they're in that study, I recommend that you read it too, is just a lot of cost estimates on what these things might cost, how much you would need. And so that's an option. And then you would go to a group like this and say, what would it take for us to go after a grant together or to raise funds together? But I know that that was in the feasibility study. It's just in this point in time, since we don't have that, and we don't have a path to that yet, I would recommend that we have a conversation with DPW and say, well, what would it take, even during the spring and summer months, to do a bi-weekly